Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. We're changing it up a bit this week as we focus on a historic houseboat vacation that may have played at least a small part in raising the profile of future Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. The story was told over the weekend in The Republic by former state Senator Adam Driggs, who joined his family and the O'Connors and then Supreme Court Chief Justice Warren Burger on the 1979 getaway. Phil Boas, The Republic's editorial director, is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about the tale. Phil, first, how did this come together with Adam Driggs writing about this long-ago vacation?
40 years ago, this summer, this August, one of the greatest stories in our history took place, and we've never really told it. I mean, it's been out there. It's been told in a small way in a number of different histories, but it's never been told in a large way. And the first time I heard it was from John Driggs, former mayor of Phoenix. Shortly before he died, he used to come up to the editorial board, and we'd talk about Arizona history, and he had some projects he was doing. And one day he told me this story of what happened on a houseboat in Lake Powell in Arizona, Utah. And it's the most amazing story about Sandra Day O'Connor and the Driggs and a very important guy in American history.
Let's step back a bit. How did the Driggs and the O'Connors end up vacationing with Chief Justice Warren Burger?
John Driggs gets a phone call from an extended family member who works for the U.S. Supreme Court, who says that Warren Burger is coming out to Arizona. He's the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court at the time. It's 1979. Coming to Arizona, he's looking for some fun things to do on the side while he's at a legal conference in Flagstaff. And so Driggs says, well, you know what? We're going on a houseboat vacation at Lake Powell. If he wants to join us, he's welcome to. And the Chief Justice said, yeah, that sounds great. And after that happened, Driggs starts to panic, and he panics because he worries there might be a lull in the conversation because he doesn't know anything about the law. He's not a lawyer, you know, nor is his wife. So they had close family friends, the O'Connors. Sandra Day O'Connor was a superior court judge, very remote at that time. You know, hardly anybody had heard of her. I mean, people in Arizona knew her as a state lawmaker, but she was generally unknown nationally. She was unknown nationally. So anyways, they asked the O'Connors if they want to join, and both of the O'Connors are attorneys, and they said, oh, yeah, you bet. We want to do this. So you have a houseboat excursion for 3 days up at Lake Powell where you have the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, and you have Sandra Day O'Connor, who's this judge who's really coming of age in the legal world. And they're spending a lot of time with each other and talking to each other and beginning to pair off to have these discussions, these deep discussions about the law and about history. And they would go late into the night. And so, and this is what Adam Driggs, who wrote the piece for us, who's the son of John Driggs, he was 14 at the time. And one of his remaining memories of that is that he and the boys had to be quiet around the houseboat because the Chief Justice was getting his sleep during the day because he was up so late talking about the laws.
Sandra Day O'Connor, now in the many decades she's been a public figure, there have been certain impressions of what she was like, and it was hard for people to believe that maybe she was someone who had a lighter side. How did hearing this story again and having it in print affect how you thought about her as a person?
One of the great things about it is it tells you a side of Sandra Day O'Connor that we don't generally hear. So when she first hit the national scene and she's named to the Supreme Court, the national press descended on Arizona, and they were talking to Burton Barr of the Arizona legislature. Asked him what she was like, and he said, well, let's put it this way. With Sandra, there ain't no Miller time, okay? He used to say, he would tell them, you know, she would amend bills just to add a comma, okay? She was that punctilious, you know? But the truth is that Sandra Day O'Connor did let her hair down. She was a mom. She was raising boys. The Driggs family and the O'Connor family were very close. John had met Sandra at Stanford. They were students there. And so they were raising their kids together in Arizona. And Adam tells about Sandra on this trip. You know, she's out there fishing, and then she's this great cook making Mexican recipes and cooking up the fish that she and the Chief Justice had caught earlier in the day.
Phil, let's close with this. To put this into context, in 1979, yes, there was talk about having a woman on the Supreme Court, but it had not happened yet in U.S. history. Taking that into account, how significant do you think this vacation turned out to be?
those lives, so Warren Berger, his life probably never would have intersected with Sandra Day O'Connor's had it not been for this houseboat vacation. A couple years later, he's swearing her in as the first woman justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, making history. And a few years after that, the Driggs are visiting O'Connor in Washington, and Berger recognizes them at the court and invites them back to his chambers. And he tells John Driggs that it was on that houseboat where he first sized up Sandra Day O'Connor and realized that she would make a great Supreme Court justice.
And that is Phil Boas, the editorial director of the Arizona Republic.